Death relative? Ha! Huh. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the instant illumination. Death relative. Ha ha. Yesterday, they put away Michael Jackson's body. And a million people wanted to come and pay their last respects to the songster, and only 8,000 were allowed in. And they came, and they saw a beautiful black gold casket as his traveling box. And he was going to go to some other dimension in the box. But the difficulty is, he went to the hospital, and he said to the doctor, "Hey, I gotta go. And the doctor says, "Okay, go." But the doctor says, "Go, you can go." So he went. He didn't wait for the funeral. He didn't wait for the casket. He didn't wait to be cremated. He didn't wait for anything. He just said, "Hey, I got a journey to make. I got a trip to make. I got things to do. I just a moment ago thought I was going to do it a little differently, but I changed my mind. I got to go." And so then the newspapers and the magazines and the television and everything record big ceremony for Michael Jackson and Samuel Agabua. Agabua said to me, "Herb, I want to go." I said, "Okay, go." And so he went. Michael Jackson said to the doctor, "I want to go." The doctor says, "Well, go. You know, you're free." Now, who is the funeral for? Who is the memorial for? Who is the big show for? Now, they held a big show for those who loved Michael and liked his work and liked his character and liked all about him. And they're going to want to hang on to him. They're going to want to hang on to him by playing his music on tape and disc and what have you. They're going to want to hang on to him by having him be the top of the hit parade type of thing and all that sort of stuff. But what is Michael doing? What is Michael doing? Michael says, "I got genius, I got ability, I got talent, I gave my best, and it was appreciated. And you think you appreciated it a lot because you were throwing money at me and you were throwing all sorts of accolades at me and you were coming to my concerts and things like that and you thought it was great. But did you ever do what really had to do?" Michael said. "Did you ever stop and listen to me? Were you shouting so loud while I was singing? Were you applauding so loud? Were you joining in with the melee so fully while I was doing my presentation that you didn't even hear what I had to say? I suggest you go back and listen to the words of what I have to say. And some of the words of what I had to say are kind of blasé, sort of sounding rather cruel and not sounding very gentlemanly-like at all. But what are you listening to? What are you listening to? Are you listening to the story I'm telling you or not? Have I always said to you, I am a beautiful soul, and I'm expressing life at its greatest dimension? And there are many people who are going to disagree with me and who are going to find me in competition to themselves. Many people who want to take what I have and put me down just for their own benefit, many people are going to want to do that. And they do it. And various magazines, show magazines and so forth. But I'm always me. I'm always Michael Jackson, he says. And since you didn't choose to really listen anymore, I just chose to move off to another dimension. But I know what I'm going to greet on this other dimension. I won't be a Michael Jackson. I'll be whoever I'll be. But what I'll be is a revealed being. I probably will still be in music, you know, but I'll be a revealed being. Because music is the essence of the universe. When you have music, even if it is the music, the rock and roll and the hard metal and those sort of things, it's still music. When you have music, you are completely harmonious with the universe. And you say, I don't understand that music. Well, don't be so silly. Do you have the audacity to say to me, Herb, I don't understand rock and roll, I don't understand hard metal music? And then I say, okay, do you understand Polynesian music? Do you understand Japanese music? Do you understand the music of the Chinese? Do you understand the music of many other cultures? Do you understand the Hindu music? Do you understand the music of the Africans? Do you understand how they dance and sing and hit the drums and do their thing? Do you understand? And the answer is no. You see, we are so one-sided with everything. When we are able to train ourselves to just let go and flow with the harmony of the universe, we will find there's music beyond our imagination. The University of Chaos is demonstrating to the world that the chaotic sounds of the universe, the chaotic sounds of a dripping faucet, even, is harmony and music. When it is listened to according to its beats, according to its dimension, it has a harmony to it. And so Michael Jackson decided that he was going to move along. He was all set for his big comeback. And he said, why am I trying to prove myself to these people? You know, I know who I am. I know I haven't done anything wrong. I know that I'm a good person. I don't have to prove myself to anyone. I'm taking off to another dimension, another avenue. Perhaps he's going to be a professor at the University of Chaos. Who knows? And teach the music of the spheres and so forth. Who knows? But, you see, what is it that people do when they leave this dimension? They just take their consciousness, they take their awareness with them, and once they leave here, their awareness does not have any awareness of where they have been. It only has an awareness of where they are, on the level that they are, and they are unaware totally of the past. Now they're unaware also of the future, because they will be moving from level to level of their dimension. Now the future, I might say, and you might say, the future is now. Okay, if the future is now, smarty pants, why don't you know it? Why don't you know the future if it's now? And it is now, but why don't you know it? Because that's not where your awareness is. Now, are we able to live on many dimensions at one time? We do, of course. Thousands, maybe millions of them, who knows. But we live on more than one dimension at a time. And sometimes in our dreams we're aware of other dimensions. Sometimes in our imagination we're aware of other dimensions. Sometimes we're lying on a hillside in the beautiful grass, looking up at the clouds blowing by, and we think to ourselves, isn't that cool? And then What do you do? What do you do? You do the most stupid, idiotic thing in the world. You go up and jump on the clouds. You go up and jump from cloud to cloud. You go up and you talk to the clouds. I mean, whoever heard of talking to clouds? And you go up and you say, "Hey, wind!" And the wind is up there blowing, "I want to ride with you." And the wind says, "Come along." And so you jump on the zephyr. You jump on the wind. You jump on its flow. And then the wind says, "Hey, I'm going up now. I'm going up into higher levels. I'm going up into higher dimensions of wind movement. And it's pretty, pretty fast. And I tell you, it is fast." And you say, "Wow, sure." And you go with it. And you ride with the wind. And you are there. You are on another dimension. And then the wind says, "Far as I go," pop, and he stops. And you go sliding off on your rump. And where do you land? You land, hey, in heaven. Or in hell. Or whatever sort of programs and creations and things that you like to create.